Oh, Jesus, we love you.
哦，主耶稣，我们爱你。
We know when you come makes all the difference.
我们知道你一来，一切都不再一样。
We know you are our very special guest.
我们知道你是我们最特别的嘉宾。
That you have come to meet each one.
你来到这里，要来遇见我们每一位。
We are all gathered in your name.
我们都是奉你的名聚集在一起。
And we want you to reveal yourself to every heart.
我们渴望你向每一颗心来彰显你自己。
Thank you for your glorious presence.
我们感谢你荣耀的同在。
We come before you.
我们来到你的面前。
We come to see you.
我们要来见你。
And we know that every time we meet you, we are changed.
我们知道每一次我们遇见你，我们就被你改变。
We ask you to have your way today.
我们恳求你今天凭你运行，
Come to every leader yourself.
求你自己亲自的领导每一位领袖。
Warm our hearts with your presence.
以你的同在来温暖我们的心，
We cast all our care upon you.
我们把我们一切的顾虑交在你的手中。
Have your way. Today.
主啊，今天凭你运行，
Be glorified among us.
求你在我们中间得荣耀。
Oh, how we adore you.
哦，我们何等的爱慕你！
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱我们，
You always are. Show up just when we need you most.
当我们最需要你的时候，你就向我们显现你自己。
We ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
Hallelujah. It's a very special morning.
哈利路亚，这是一个非常特别的早晨。
You know, part of our time together, Brother Phil, will be joining us halfway through.
在我们今天的聚会里，我们的菲利普牧师会来加入我们。
And the word the Lord spoke into my heart for today is we are one in Christ.
今天神对我心里说的话是，我们在基督耶稣里成为一体。
We are all His creation.
我们都是他所创造的。
And if you know how He has loved every one of us,
你知道他怎样的爱我们每一位？
He has made us new creatures in Christ Jesus.
他让我们在基督耶稣里成为新造的人。
Our scripture for today's lesson is from Galatians chapter 3.
我们今天的经文是在加拉太书第三章。
We're reading verses 26 through 28.
加拉太书三章26节到28节。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，
There's neither male nor female.
或男或女。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Oh, you may be Chinese and I may be English.
也许因为你们是华人，我是美国人。
You may be a man and I'm a woman.
你是弟兄，我是姐妹。
And maybe I'm a servant, but you're the boss.
也许我是仆人，你是老板。
But we are one in Christ Jesus.
但我们所有人都在基督里成为一了。
Oh, that wonderful verse that many people memorize from John 3:16.
哦，这句奇妙的经文我们很多人都会背，在约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
让凡信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Wonderful words of life.
这是何等奇妙的生命的话语。
God loved all of us.
神爱我们所有人。
And he said, whosoever believes will have life.
他说叫一切信他的都得永生。
Maybe we can pause a moment and I'd like to sing that song for you.
也许我们可以停下，我来为你们唱这首歌。
神啊神，神者将他的独生爱子赐给他们，叫我只信他的。叫我只信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God so loved, he gave.
神是这样的爱我们，他把他的爱子赐给我们。
That whosoever
叫一切信他的。
You're included. I'm included. No one is excluded.
包括你在内，包括我在内，没有一个人被排除在外。
In the first chapter in the Bible, Genesis 1:26.
在圣经里第一本书，创世纪的第一章里。
God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness.
一章二十六节，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
He created them male and female.
他造了男人和女人。
We all know there's a difference in men and women.
我们都知道男人和女人是不同的。
But God has called all of us to belong to him.
但是神呼召了我们所有人来归给他。
Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 37.
主耶稣在约翰福音六章三十七节说，
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will in no means cast out.
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Oh, John's Gospel tells us that God loved us so greatly.
约翰福音告诉我们，神是这样的爱我们。
And he wants us to be one in Christ Jesus.
他愿意我们都在耶稣基督里合而为一。
In reading John's Gospel, we turn to chapter 3.
我们可以翻到约翰福音第三章。
This is the story of a respectable, intelligent Pharisee named Nicodemus.
这是关于一个受人尊敬的、很聪明的法利赛人的故事，他的名字叫尼哥底母。
He was a ruler of the Jews who came to Jesus by night.
他是一个犹太人的官，他在夜里来见耶稣。
Jesus spoke to him about being born again.
耶稣跟他谈到关于重生的问题。
Born of God's Spirit.
就是从神的灵而生。
But he didn't understand, how can I be born again?
但是他不明白，我怎么可以再从母腹中生出来呢？
More than half of that chapter is devoted to Nicodemus.
在这一章里，一多半的话都是对尼哥底母说的。
Jesus gave him this wonderful word that I sang about that millions have memorized.
所以主耶稣就给尼哥底母说了这节话，成千上万的人都背下来了。
Nicodemus was the first one to hear it.
而尼哥底母是第一个听见这句话的人。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
他说神爱世人，世上所有的人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Well, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of the Jews.
尼哥底母是一个法利赛人，他是犹太人的官。
But he had much to consider about being born again.
但是对于重生的问题，他有很多事需要了解的。
Jesus was talking about a new creation.
耶稣所讲的是关于成为一个新造的人。
Even though God had created man and women in the beginning, sin entered and all the heartache that came with it.
虽然神在起初创造了男人和女人，但是罪进入了世界，人的心也因此犯罪。
God decided, I'm going to send my son to take away their sin.
神就说，我要差遣我的爱子来挪去他们的罪。
Paul tells us about it in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
保罗在哥林多后书五章十七节告诉我们，
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Some things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
旧事已过，看哪，都变成新的了。
That's exactly what Jesus was telling Nicodemus.
那恰恰就是耶稣告诉尼哥底母的。
That's why Paul writes to the Galatians and says, you're all his children, whether you're a Jew or Greek.
那也是保罗告诉加拉太人的，你们都是耶稣基督的儿子，无论你们是犹太人还是希腊人。
Doesn't matter if you're a male or female.
不管你们是男人还是女人。
Doesn't matter if you're a slave, a servant, or the boss.
不管你们是为奴的还是自主的。
You're a new creation in Christ Jesus.
你们都是基督耶稣里新造的人。
And we see how later in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, we see Nicodemus again.
我们可以看到在约翰福音里第十九章，尼哥底母再一次出现。
We find him at the cross of the Lord Jesus.
我们发现他在主耶稣的十字架前。
He's bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds.
他带着没药和沉香，约有100斤重。
He's come to anoint the body of Jesus.
他来膏抹耶稣的身体。
He helped Joseph of Arimathea to take the body of Jesus down from the cross.
他帮助亚利马太人约瑟把耶稣的身体从十字架上取下来。
Together they were going to prepare it for burial.
他们一起来准备埋葬耶稣的身体。
Oh, what an intimate privilege he had to anoint the broken body of Christ Jesus.
哦，他得以膏抹基督耶稣破碎的身体，这是一个多么亲密的特权。
He accepted Christ's invitation that he might be born again.
他接受了耶稣的邀请，他得以重生了。
He knew everything about the law. He was respected as a ruler.
他是一个受人尊敬的官员，他了解一切旧约的律法。
But he came to find out the simple truth that life is in Jesus Christ.
但是他发现了这个简单的真理，生命唯独在基督耶稣里。
That whoever believes is born of God's Spirit.
凡从神的灵而生的。
All of us have a natural appearance like our parents or our grandparents.
我们每一个人都有一个天然的长相，看起来就像我们的父母或者祖父母一样。
My mother used to tell me often, you're just like your grandmother.
我的妈妈常常告诉我，哦，你看起来就像你的祖母一样。
She was born on Grandma's 50th birthday, so her name was Martha, and I became Martha.
我是在我祖母50岁的生日那一天生的，她的名字叫玛莎，所以我的名字也是玛莎。
But when God has us come to him and be born again, he gives us his own spirit.
但是当我们来到神面前，当我们重生以后，神把他自己的灵赐给我们。
He wants us to be changed into his appearance in our daily life.
他渴望我们在日常生活中被他改变成他自己的形象。
He wants us to resemble his son.
他渴望我们能够反映他儿子的容形。
That's why he told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
所以他告诉尼格迪姆，你必须要重生。
You must be born of my spirit.
你必须从我的灵而生。
I want to fill you with my own personality.
我要把我自己的性情充满在你的里面。
The people in Antioch recognized it. They said, these disciples must have been with Jesus. They resembled Christ.
所以安提亚的人认出了这些人，他们像基督一样，所以他们称他们为基督徒。
Our great desire is that we be filled with the Spirit of Christ Jesus.
神心里最大的渴望就是我们被耶稣基督的灵充满。
That we might resemble him.
好让我们像他一样。
All the world is looking for a Savior.
全世界的人都在寻找一位救主。
Jesus told us no one's excluded.
主耶稣告诉我们没有一个人被排除在外。
Whoever believes in him will be saved.
凡信他的都可以得拯救。
That's our message as leaders.
这就是我们对领袖们的信息。
We must not exclude anyone.
我们不可以把任何人排除在外。
It's so easy to be comfortable with your own nationality.
我们很容易因着自己的民族的圈子感到在我们自己的舒适圈里。
Ladies seem to get along better with ladies, and men get along very well with men.
常常女士们就喜欢跟女士们在一起，男士们就跟男士们相处得很好。
But Christ Jesus breaks down all the barriers.
但主耶稣基督除去了一切的拦阻。
I feel very connected to my Chinese friends.
我感到我跟我的华人朋友们有这样的连结。
We can sit in silence together because Jesus is in the midst.
我们可以在安静中一起坐很长时间，因为耶稣在我们中间。
That's the story I found about Nicodemus in chapter 3 of John, but we have another story in chapter 4.
刚才是我们在约翰福音第三章里所看到的尼哥底母的故事，但是还有一个故事在第四章。
Many of you know who I mean already.
你们一听见第四章就知道我要讲什么了。
It's in contrast to the visit by this well-educated Pharisee to see Jesus.
第四章跟第三章的故事形成了鲜明的对比。第三章是受过良好教育的法利赛人来见耶稣。
It's the story of the Samaritan woman at the well of Sychar.
第四章是一个叙加井旁撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
She doesn't come in dark at night like Nicodemus did.
她不像尼哥底母那样夜间来见耶稣。
But she came in the blazing heat of noonday.
而是在正午的炎热中来到井旁。
Her fear was not of the Jews.
她不是害怕犹太人。
She was a foreigner, a Samaritan.
她是一个外邦人，是撒玛利亚人。
What she was trying to avoid was the women who knew her at the well.
她是害怕那些井旁的妇女们，她们认识她，知道她。
They knew her as a wicked woman.
这些人知道她是一个坏女人。
Someone to avoid and whisper about her to another friend.
这些妇女会跟她保持距离，她们互相窃窃私语。
No doubt the women tried to keep their young children from getting too close to her.
这些妇女也不让她们的小孩靠近这个女人。
She was condemned and totally rejected.
他被人定罪，被人彻底的拒绝。
There seemed to be no hope.
他好像没有盼望了。
She didn't ask for it. She just avoided the other women by going at noon when they would be away.
他也不敢求任何盼望，他就是在中午避开那些别的来打水的妇人。
But Jesus came out of his way. He simply sat down right in front of her on the well.
但是耶稣专程为她赶来了。耶稣就是坐在井旁，坐在她的面前。
As for a drink on a very hot day.
在一个大热天里向她要水喝。
But he offered her cool living water that would change her life forever.
但是耶稣给了他清凉的活水，这活水彻底改变了他的生命。
She was one of those ones who was mentioned to Nicodemus.
他就是耶稣对尼哥底母所提到的那些世人之一。
She was one that God so loved.
神爱世人，他就是神所爱的世人中的一位。
I've read.By historians that Sychar was out of Christ's way to where he was going.
为了来见他，主耶稣专程绕路来到了叙加。
Made the trip longer and farther away.
他必须走更远的路，更长的路来见他。
But he had an appointment with the woman in Samaria.
因为他要专程的来看这位撒玛利亚妇人。
She was an outcast, rejected, sinful creature.
这位撒玛利亚妇人是被人弃绝的，被人放弃的，她是一个堕落的妇女。
No one else would associate with her.
没有人愿意跟她来往。
But Jesus came.
但是耶稣来了。
And with his coming came forgiveness and cleansing.
他来了，并且带来了宽恕和洁净。
He revealed to her who he was.
他向这位妇人启示他自己是谁。
She knew quite well that Messiah would one day come, who's called Christ.
这位妇人很清楚，弥赛亚就是那称为基督的，有一天要来。
When he comes, he would tell them all things.
他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。
verse 26 of the chapter 4 says, Jesus said to her,
四章二十六节，耶稣对妇人说，
I who speak to you am he.
这和你说话的就是他。
What a revelation! It became the salvation of the whole city of Sychar.
哦，这是一个何等的启示，它带来整个叙加城里的救恩。
The woman told the other about Jesus, and he stayed with them 2 days.
妇女就告诉别人关于耶稣的事，耶稣和他们同住了两天。
They said, we believe, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know this is indeed the Christ.
他们说，现在我们信，是因为我们亲自听见了他的话，我们知道这真是基督。
They knew he was the Savior of the world.
他们知道这位就是世界的救主。
God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth.
哦，神是灵，那些拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
As leaders, I want to encourage us, don't neglect the wicked and the wayward.
作为领袖们，我想鼓励大家不要忽略那些有罪的人，那些远离神的人。
Jesus shows us in these 2 chapters, it doesn't matter how important you are, how much of a ruler like Nicodemus.
在这两章里，主耶稣向我们显示，不管你的地位有多么的重要，比如说像尼哥底母，他是一个受人尊敬的官。
But here in chapter 4 of John, we see he has interest in this woman to come and visit her.
而在第十章里，我们看到主耶稣对这位犯罪的妇女有兴趣，他专程来拜访她。
Yes, she had been married 5 times, but the man she's living with is not her husband.
虽然她有5个丈夫，现在她有的也不是她的丈夫。
Jesus exposed her life.
主耶稣暴露了她的罪。
But it thrills me that she is the one he revealed himself to.
但是使我兴奋的是，主耶稣向他这位妇人启示了他自己。
The Jews and the Pharisees kept asking, Who are you? Why are you doing these miracles? Who are you?
犹太人和法利赛人一直地问耶稣说，你到底是谁？你为什么彰显这些神迹？
He wouldn't answer him. He disappeared into the crowd.
耶稣并不回答他们，他就消失在人群中。
He constantly called himself what Daniel said, he is the son of man.
他一直自称为人子，这也是但以理所称他的。
But to this woman who was a nobody,
而对这位默默无闻的妇女，
rejected woman,
一个被人弃绝的妇女，
his heart of compassion tells her, I'm the Messiah, I'm him.
出于他的怜悯和慈爱，耶稣告诉这位妇女说，我就是弥赛亚，我就是他，我就是基督。
Now the ruler, the high priest, when Jesus was being interrogated before the crucifixion,
在主耶稣上十字架之前，当他被审判的时候，
The story is in Matthew 26. Jesus kept silent.
在马太福音26章，他被审判的时候，耶稣一言不说。
But the high priest asked him.
大祭司问他。
He answered and said, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
大祭司对他说，我指着永生神叫你起誓，告诉我们你是神的儿子基督不是。
This is the one time we hear Jesus answers and says to him,
这是我们听见唯一的一次耶稣告诉他们说
He said, it is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you hereafter, you'll see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, coming on the clouds of heaven.
他说你说的是然而我告诉你们后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边驾着天上的云降临。
But instead of the response that the Samaritan woman gave, this was the response of the high priest.
但是大祭司对耶稣的反应不像那位撒玛利亚妇人的反应。
He tore his clothes and he said he speaks blasphemy.
大祭司撕开衣服说他说了健忘的话。
He said to the others, what do you think? And they answered, he deserves death.
他对别人说我们何必再用见证人呢这健忘的话你们都听见了。他们回答说他是该死的。
They spit in his face and beat him.
他们就吐唾沫在他脸上用拳头打他。
And others struck him with the palms of their hands.
也有用手掌打他的。
This was the religious people, the leaders.
这是那些宗教人士，那些宗教领袖。
The great high priest.
大祭司。
So sad.
何等的悲哀。
They rejected him.
他们拒绝了耶稣。
But whoever received him, he came into their life to change them.
但是凡接待耶稣的，他就进入到他们的生命中来改变他们。
We see Nicodemus had that change in his heart.
我们看见尼哥底母，他的心里发生了这样的改变。
He had such a privilege. We all would have loved to wash the body of Jesus and prepare him for burial.
他有这样的特权可以洗耶稣的身体，预备埋葬，我们都巴不得有这样的特权。
And the Samaritan woman became an evangelist and the whole city was saved.
撒玛利亚妇人成为宣讲福音的，她整个叙加城都信了主。
I want to repeat that verse in Galatians. You're all sons of God.
我想再一次重复加拉太书这节经文，你们都是神的儿子。
By having faith in Christ Jesus.
因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
So we want for each of our leaders to put on Christ.
我盼望我们每一位领袖都披戴基督。
Paul says there's neither a Jew nor a Greek.
保罗说并不分犹太人、希腊人。
There's neither a slave or free.
并不分自主的或为奴的。
There's neither male or female.
或男或女。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Jesus, as sons and daughters, we want to be resembling you.
主耶稣，我们作为你的儿女，我们盼望能够跟你一样。
We are part of that new creation.
我们都是新造的人。
We pray for an outpouring of your spirit.
我们恳求你的圣灵大大的浇灌。
We may represent you before others.
好让我们在别人的面前可以代表你的形象。
We will treat them the way you treated Nicodemus, the way you treated the Samaritan woman.
我们可以对待别人正像你怎样对待尼哥底母和那位撒玛利亚妇人一样。
Because you are changing us.
因为你在改变我们。
We are your children. We are born of your spirit.
我们都是你的儿女，我们都是从你的灵而生的。
To continue to do your will in this world.
让我们可以在这个世上继续的来遵行你的旨意。
We ask it for Jesus' sake.
我们因耶稣的缘故而恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe I'll sing again. We have a few minutes. Brother Waldfogel is going to join us in about 5 minutes. And he can only come at 9:45.
我们还有大概五分钟，也许我再一次给你们唱这首歌。我们的菲利普牧师9:45可以来到我们中间。
God has given him a very special message for the leaders.
神赐给了他一些特别的信息，为着我们的领袖们。
Afterwards, he'd like some prayer, so I want to ask each of our teachers to pray briefly so everyone is included.
在他的分享以后，我盼望每一位老师都能够有一些回应的祷告。
However the Lord leads you, whoever is first or second or third or fourth.
让主自由地带领你们。
But be brief. Because we'd like to have him pray at the close.
但是大家可以简短的祷告。
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Shen I shiren, shen jer chang ta di, du se I se se ge ta men.Chao is a sin tati, Chao is a sin tati, which may wander your shin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll wait. Let's wait till Brother Phil tunes in.
哈利路亚，赞美主，让我们来等候，等菲利普牧师上线。
Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. Hallelujah.
I welcome you.Brother Philip, they're just waiting in the presence till you came.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you for letting me join you on this call.
谢谢你们许可我加入你们。
I know it's nighttime where most of you are.
我知道对你们大多数人来说是夜晚的时间。
But I trust that God will speak to our hearts.And already has, I'm sure.
但是我相信神要对我们的心说话，他已经开始对我们说话。
I'm thankful that I've had opportunity to meet some of you face to face.
我很感谢神，我可以跟你们中间的一些人面对面。
And so I look forward to this time of fellowship with all of you.
所以我非常期待这段跟你们交通的时间。
God is good.
神是这样的美好。
God is good all the time.
他一直对我们是这样的好。
So I'd like to just talk to you about Jesus this morning.
所以今天早晨我就是想来讲一讲关于耶稣。
I think that's always a wonderful topic from the Bible to consider the life of Jesus.
我相信这一直是一个非常美好的话题，就是从圣经来看我们的主耶稣。
We have a desire to be like him.
我们都渴望能够像他。
And we have a desire to please him in everything.
我们渴望在凡事上讨他的喜悦。
So I just have four things about Jesus that I'd like us to consider.
所以我有四点盼望大家能够来思想的。
I know that there are others that we could look at, but let's just consider these four this morning and see what God will say to our hearts.
还有一些别的点我们可以来思想的，但是今天早晨就让我们从这四个要点来思想耶稣，我们来看神要对我们的心说什么话。
Praise the Lord. I think first I'd like to say that Jesus was a man of joy.
赞美主，首先我想要谈到的是，主耶稣是一个充满了喜乐的人。
Jesus was filled with the joy of the Lord.
耶稣充满了神的喜乐。
Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God.
以赛亚书61章10节说，我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐。
Habakkuk 3:18, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
哈巴谷书3章18节说，我要因救我的神喜乐。
And Psalm 100 verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness.
诗篇100篇第二节说，应当欢欢喜喜侍奉耶和华。
Sometimes we have the picture that Jesus was very serious.
有的时候我们会有这样一幅图画，我们的主耶稣好像很严肃。
And so sometimes we walk around with a very serious face.
所以我们常常走来走去带着一个很严肃的脸。
And we forget that we ought to smile more.
我们忘记了我们应该更多的微笑。
They tell me that in my church. Brother Phil, you need to smile more.
我们教会里的人告诉我说，菲利弟兄，你应该更多的笑。
You see, we want to remember that a holy person is a happy person.
我们需要记得一个圣洁的人应该是一个喜乐的人。
And the Lord wants us to serve him with joy and find joy in his presence.
神渴望我们带着喜乐来服侍他，在服侍他的时候找到喜乐。
Now the Bible also says that Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
圣经也提到主耶稣是忧患之子，他多受痛苦，常经忧患。
But that certainly doesn't mean he went around and said, Oh, woe is me, everything is so bad in my life.
这并不意味着他就到处跟人说，哦，我有祸了，我的生命是这样的糟糕。
Even though he was despised, it says, and rejected, he was able to rise up in spirit and be filled with the joy of his God.
虽然他被人藐视，被人厌弃，但是他的灵可以兴起来，可以这样的充满神的喜乐。
Sometimes we allow the trials of life to weigh us down.
有的时候我们许可生命中的试炼让我们下沉。
But the Lord wants to lift us up and fill us with His joy and His gladness.
但是神要来兴起我们，以他的喜乐欢喜充满我们。
In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
他说，在我的面前有满足的喜乐，在我的右手中有永远的福乐。
And so Jesus was a man who, I believe, enjoyed laughter.
所以我相信耶稣是一个很喜欢笑的人。
He participated in the wedding at Cana.
他参加了迦拿的婚宴。
He smiled at people.
他向人们微笑。
He welcomed the children to come to him.
他欢迎小孩子到他这里来。
And he understood when the Bible said, a cheerful heart is good medicine.
他非常了解圣经的话说，喜乐的心是良药。
So I'll say it again, a holy person ought to be a happy person.
所以我再一次说，一个圣洁的人应该是一个喜乐的人。
Now there's a verse in Hebrews that explains this to us. Hebrews 1:9.
希伯来书第一章第九节把这句话解释给我们听。
It says, Jesus was anointed by God with the oil of joy and was set above his companions.
他说耶稣被神用喜乐油膏抹，胜过他的同伴。
And it gives us the reason.
他就告诉我们这个原因。
It says that he was a man who loved righteousness.And hated wickedness.
因为他是一个喜爱公义、恨恶罪恶的人。
The kingdom of God in this day needs men and women who do not trifle with sin.
今天神的国需要那些不轻看罪恶的人。
We need to be those who know and live what the Bible teaches.
我们应当成为那些认识并且活出圣经所教导的人。
Our life and conduct are to be holiness unto the Lord.
我们的生活和我们的所作所行都应当归耶和华为圣。
Jesus was never pleased with the hypocrisy of the religious leaders of his day.
耶稣从来都不喜欢他那个时代那些宗教领袖的假冒伪善。
He denounced their pretense of righteousness.
他斥责他们虚假伪装的义。
And so we too need to avoid any form of godliness and deny the power of God.
所以我们也应当避免空有敬虔的外貌却没有敬虔的实际。
So Jesus was very stern with them, the Pharisees.
耶稣对那些法利赛人很严厉。
Because he saw that there was a stubbornness in their hearts and they treasured wickedness within.
因为他看见他们的心里有顽梗悖逆，他们喜爱这些邪恶。
In John 8, chapter 8, there's a story of a woman that was brought to Jesus.
在约翰福音第八章三到十二节，有一个女人被带到耶稣的面前。
And the religious leader said she was caught in adultery.
这些宗教领袖告诉耶稣说，这是一个在行淫时被拿的妇人。
The law of Moses says we should stone her.
摩西的律法说，我们应该用石头把她打死。
What do you say, Jesus?
耶稣，你觉得该怎么样呢？
And we know how Jesus stooped down on the ground and wrote in the dirt.
我们知道耶稣的反应就是弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
And he said to those that had brought her, whoever is without sin, you throw the first stone.
他对那些人说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，可以先用石头打他。
And as he continued to write in the dirt, each one of them, from the oldest to the youngest, had to leave.
他就继续在地上画字，然后这些人听见他的话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了。
You see, he reminded them of their own wickedness, the wickedness that maybe was hidden in their hearts.
你看，他就提醒了这些人，他们自己心里的邪恶，这些他们隐藏在心里的邪恶。
See, they didn't love righteousness.
他们不喜爱公义。
They were trying to trap Jesus.
他们想要陷害耶稣。
They weren't concerned about this woman or her soul.
他们并不关心这个妇人的灵魂。
And then Jesus instead said to her, he didn't condemn her, but he told her to go and sin no more.
耶稣并没有定这位妇人的罪，反而告诉她说，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
He encouraged her to walk the path of righteousness.
他鼓励这位妇人来走义人的道路。
And so we too, in our dealings with people, instead of condemning people, we need to point them to Jesus and the path of righteousness.
所以我们在跟人交往的时候，我们不应该定人的罪，乃是把他们指向耶稣那义的道路。
And so Jesus showed mercy to this woman because he was a man of compassion.
主耶稣向这位妇人发怜悯，这是因为他是一个蛮有怜悯的人。
It's very easy for us to point out the sins we see in others.
我们很容易能够指出别人身上看见的罪。
And yet Jesus chose to extend mercy and forgiveness to this woman who, according to the law, deserved condemnation and judgment.
然而耶稣却选择向这位妇人发出怜悯和饶恕。根据律法的要求，她本应该被定罪和审判。
If we're honest, how many times have we said that person deserved what they got?
如果我们是诚实的，我们有多少次跟别人说，哦，那个人本应该被神审判。
And we don't realize that Jesus wants us instead to be compassionate and to show mercy like he did.
但是我们并没有意识到，主耶稣盼望我们 向那个人发出怜悯和饶恕，正像他怎样怜悯和饶恕那个人一样。
Where would we be if Jesus hadn't shown mercy to us?
若不是耶稣向我们发怜悯，我们今天会在哪里呢？
And so Jesus is a man of compassion.
所以主耶稣是一个蛮有怜悯的人。
He didn't overlook the sin.
他并没有忽视他的罪。
But he gave this woman an opportunity to repent.
但他给这个妇人一个悔改的机会。
Jesus gave her a second chance.
主耶稣给了他第二次机会。
Because he didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
因为他来了，不是要招义人，乃是招罪人悔改。
And so we need to be filled with the love of God, just like Jesus was.
所以我们需要被神的爱充满，正像耶稣一样。
Because God puts people in our path every day who just need to feel the compassion and love of God.
因为神每一天都把那些需要得到神怜悯和慈爱的人放在我们的生命中。
I think this story shows that, yes, some people need to be rebuked because of their sin.
像这个故事也在说，有一些人是的，他们需要受责备，因为他们有罪。
But others are just waiting.For someone to show them what real love is, even while yet in their sin.
但是另外一些人，他们急需要有人来向他们显出到底什么是真正的爱，虽然他们目前仍然在罪中。
And that's what Jesus did for each one of us.
这就是耶稣为我们每一个人所做的。
We were all wandering like sheep without a shepherd.
我们都是困苦流离的羊，好像没有牧人一样。
And yet Jesus had compassion on us.
然而耶稣却怜悯了我们。
And we must show that same compassion to others.
我们必须也同样的去怜悯别人。
And so Jesus was a man of joy.
所以耶稣是一个充满喜乐的人。
He was a man who loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
他是一个喜爱公义、恨恶罪恶的人。
And he was a man of compassion.
他也是一个蛮有怜悯的人。
And the last thing I'd like us to consider is that Jesus was a man who had a servant heart.
最后一点我们想要思想的是，主耶稣是一个有仆人心的人。
We could say he had the heart of a servant.
我们可以在他身上看到一个服侍人的心肠。
What I mean by that is sometimes we can serve others.
我的意思是说，有的时候我们可以去服侍别人。
But we really don't have a servant heart.
但是我们里面并没有一个仆人的心肠。
We maybe do it grudgingly, secretly.
我们可能悄悄的心里在埋怨。
But when we have the heart of a servant, we do all things willingly.
但是如果我们有仆人的心，我们就会心甘乐意的去做。
And we do it for Jesus' sake.
我们是为着耶稣做的。
You know, when we look at Jesus' life as recorded in the Gospels,
你知道，当我们看一看福音书里所记载的耶稣的生命，
we see what it means to truly be a servant.
我们就真正明白做一个仆人是什么意思了。
It seemed that Jesus was always helping others.
耶稣一直都在帮助别人。
He was ministering to their needs.
他一直在服侍别人的需要。
He was tireless in his service, to the people that God sent in his path.
他好像一直不知疲倦地在服侍那些神放在他的生命中的人的需要。
Now, Jesus said he hadn't come to be served, but rather to serve.
主耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So to have a servant's heart means you're willing to lay down your life for others.
所以有一颗仆人的心就意味着你愿意把自己的生命舍下为着别人。
And sometimes we're called to do things that maybe aren't convenient for us.
有的时候神呼召我们做一些事，对我们自己来说并不是方便的。
And it doesn't necessarily fit in our schedule.
也许这些事对我们的日程表来说并不符合。
But we're called to serve whenever needed.
但是神呼召我们在任何时候来服侍别人。
And to serve with the right attitude.
并且以对的态度来服侍。
Just a small story that I wasn't going to tell.
我有一个小故事本来没有想要讲。
But just today, just this morning,
就在今天早晨发生的。
I was called on to serve.
有一个需要，我需要去服侍。
And it was unexpected.
是我没有预料到的。
And I knew I had this call and to join for this meeting.
我知道，因为我本来要加入你们来参加这个会议。
And so my first reaction was not what Jesus would have done.
所以我的第一反应并不是耶稣的反应。
Just my facial expression, was no longer a smile.
所以我脸上的表情不再是一个微笑。
But God reminded me.
但是神就提醒了我。
That I'm called to serve.
我被呼召去服侍人。
And so I had to ask forgiveness for reacting the wrong way.
所以我必须请求饶恕，因着我不对的态度。
And God is again teaching me to be a servant.
神再一次的教导我做一个仆人。
I didn't plan on saying this.
所以我本来没有打算要讲这些。
But this took place right in my home with my family.
这就是发生在我家里的事。
Sometimes we think we want to do great things for God in the church.
有的时候我们觉得我们想要在教会为神做大事。
But we're first called to serve and be like Jesus at home.
但是我们最首要的呼召就是像耶稣一样，在家里就要服侍我们周围的人。
I was blessed to have a very godly father.
我非常蒙福，我有一个很敬虔的父亲。
And his motto or his desire in life.
他对我立的榜样，他在生命中对神的渴望。
At least in the home life.
在家庭生活中他的榜样。
Was to make life easier for everyone else.
他一直致力于使别人的生活更加舒适。
And so he taught us by example what it means to be a servant.
所以他以生命的榜样教导我成为一个仆人是怎样一回事。
At the Last Supper, Jesus taught his disciples a very important lesson.
在最后的晚餐，主耶稣教导了门徒们一个很重要的功课。
The Bible tells us in John chapter 12 that he washed his disciples' feet.
在约翰福音十二章，圣经告诉我们主耶稣洗门徒们的脚。
That was the job of a servant.
这是一个仆人的工作。
But none of the other disciples were willing to be that servant to each other.
但是所有的门徒都不愿意做这个工作来洗别人的脚。
So Jesus himself took the towel, basin of water, and washed each one of the disciples' feet.
所以主耶稣他自己就拿起毛巾，拿起盆来洗每一个门徒的脚。
He told them he was showing them how he wanted them to treat one another.
他告诉他们，他这样做是为他们做一个榜样，教他们照着他所做的彼此服侍。
He said, I'm your Lord and I'm your master.
他说我是你们的主人，你们的夫子。
But I'm willing to serve and I'm setting an example for you.
但是我愿意服侍你们，我愿意给你们做一个榜样。
You see, Jesus had taught them, whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant.
主耶稣教导他们说，你们中间谁愿伟大，就必做你们的用人。
Whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave.
谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
You see, as Christian leaders, we need to be willing to stoop down and service others.
作为领袖，我们必须愿意弯下腰来，来服侍别人。
And it's not because that's what's expected of us, but because we have the same heart that Jesus had.
不是因为这是别人对我们的期待，乃是因为我们愿意有耶稣一样的心肠。
You see, we need to naturally care for others.
我们需要很自然的去顾念别人。
We need to naturally look out for their interests.
我们需要很自然的去考虑到别人的利益。
And our first thought ought to be to put others before ourselves.
我们的第一反应应该是把别人放在自己的好处之前。
You know, sometimes as church leaders, as ministers, people say good things about us.
你知道，作为教会的领袖，很多时候别人会说我们的好话。
I mean, sometimes they say bad things about us too.
当然，有的时候别人也会说我们的坏话。
But when people say good things about us, we need to remember that we are still servants of God.
但是当别人称赞我们的时候，说我们好话的时候，我们需要记得我们是神的仆人。
We need to be clothed with humility.
我们需要披戴他的谦卑。
Just in closing, I'd like us to consider the passage in Philippians chapter 2.
在结束的时候，我们想要再一次来思想腓立比书第二章。
Paul calls on us to have the same mind or attitude that Jesus had.
保罗呼召我们以耶稣基督的心为心。
In verses, in Philippians 2, 7 and 8, Paul writes, He, Jesus, made himself of no reputation, taking form of a slave.
腓立比书二章七到八节说，耶稣倒空了自己，他毫无名声，他取了奴仆的形象。
He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
他自己卑微，诚心顺服，以至于死。
And then the scripture goes on to say, because of that, God hath highly exalted him.
圣经继续说，因此神将他升为至高。
And given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，让一切因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And so are we willing to be servants?
所以我们愿意做仆人吗?
Are we willing to put aside selfish ambition and conceit?
我们是否愿意放下自私的野心,骄傲自大?
And in lowliness of mind esteem others better than ourselves?
是否愿意存心谦卑,个人看别人比自己强?
That is certainly a high calling from God.
这诚然是从神而来的一个至高的呼召。
To put aside what we want.
放下我们自己想要的。
So that others can be blessed.
好让别人得祝福。
And so our call this morning is to be like Jesus.
所以我们今天早晨的呼召是像耶稣一样。
Whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant.
你们中间谁愿为大，让他做你们的用人。
And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave.
谁愿为首，让他做你们的仆人。
And so I trust God will convict us if conviction is needed.
所以我相信，如果我们需要被神光照，愿他的圣灵来光照我们。
Holy Spirit, search our hearts.
圣灵，求你来检查我们的心。
Remove the pride from us.
求你从我们里面除去骄傲。
Remove any conceit that we might have.
除去我们可能有的自高自大的心态。
Remove the thought that we're better than the next person.
除去这样的心态，我们觉得比别人更好。
And bring us down, Lord, at your feet.
主让我们下来，依附在你的脚前。
and show us how much we need you.
向我们显示我们是多么的需要你。
I think there are things that God has yet to do in my heart.
我相信在我的里面，神还有要做的工作。
As I relayed the story just this morning.
就像我今天早晨的故事一样。
Our reactions maybe are not what they ought to be.
我们的第一反应常常不是应该有的反应。
But in those moments, God shows us what's in our hearts.
但在那样的时刻，神向我们显示我们心中所存的是什么。
And so we say, Jesus, I need you to change my heart.
所以我们对他说，主耶稣，我需要你来改变我的心。
And it maybe isn't just the little things of life.
也许就是生活中一些非常微小的事情。
Things that maybe we don't think are so important, but they're important to him.
有一些事情我们觉得不是那么重要，但是在神眼中是重要的。
And so, Lord, make us more like Jesus.
所以主，求你让我们更像耶稣。
Jesus was a man of joy. Fill us, Lord, with the joy of the Lord.
耶稣是一个充满喜乐的人，主啊，求你以神的喜乐充满我们。
And Lord, help us to love righteousness and to hate wickedness.
主帮助我们恨恶罪恶，喜爱公义。
Help us, Lord, to be moved with compassion like you were.
主帮助我们被你的怜悯恩慈充满，就像你一样。
And truly, Lord, give us hearts of a servant.
求你真实的赐给我们一颗仆人的心来服侍别人。
Lord, we want to show forth your character and your glory.
主，我们渴望能够彰显出你的性情，你的荣耀。
And so, Lord, we come to you in humility.
所以我们带着谦卑的心来到你的面前。
And we ask you to change us.
我们恳求你来改变我们。
Change my heart, dear Lord.
亲爱的主，求你来改变我的心。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
以你的圣灵充满我。
And cause me to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
并且使我能够结出圣灵的果子。
And to walk in the Spirit moment by moment.
可以每一时刻行走在圣灵里。
I ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's just take a moment for the Holy Spirit to search our hearts.
让我们花一点时间让圣灵来检查我们的心。
Lord, show us anything that displeases you.
主求你向我们显示那些不讨你喜悦的事情。
Jesus, we need you.
主耶稣，我们需要你。
And so come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵你来。
Oh God, oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Each of the teachers, take your turn and pray.
请老师们可以来归因祷告。
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, to be like me.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。今天晚上你对我的心说话，我相信也对我们线上每一个亲爱的家人的心说话。Oh, 主耶稣，主耶稣。哈利路亚，哦，圣灵来充满我们，充满我们，把耶稣的性情制作在我们的身上。主啊，把你的谦卑，把你的怜悯，把你的公义，把你喜乐的心都充满我们，我们需要你。哦，主耶稣， 把你那仆人的心肠也来充满我们。主啊，我需要有你那样来随时准备好要服侍人的心肠。主啊，我真是距离你太远太远了。主啊，但你能帮助我，我需要你来帮助我。我也渴慕呼求主耶稣啊，圣灵来充满我，除掉我里面的骄傲自私，把你的谦卑坐在我的里面，把你的温柔安静和喜乐的心坐在我的里面。哈利路亚，谢谢主，赞美主，我真的多么的需要你。哈利路亚，为我们线上的同学，我们也同样的祈求，我们多需要你。主啊，把你自己的生命充满我们，充满我们，祷告祈求奉主的名，阿们，
阿们，阿们，
哈利路亚。
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
是的，主耶稣，我们来谦卑的来到你的面前。你是何等神圣的主，你又是这么亲自来到地上，而且接触你。亲自寻找接触那些你要拯救的人，那些不可能自己来找到你的人。主啊，在你的心里充满了怜悯，充满了拯救的那种迫切的心。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，我们也需要，我们需要，但是你是因为你就是那个灵，圣灵在里面充满你，你就是那个圣灵本身。主啊，只有圣灵能够结出这样的果子。主啊，靠我们自己，我们怎么想学你，我们也没有办法。主啊，当人家不可爱，或者是得罪我们，或者是我们看不惯的时候，我们没有办法怜悯他。主啊，当我们自己很忙碌，有压力的时候，我们喜乐不起来。主啊，当我们自己觉得要去服侍，服侍到甚至自己奔到，但是我们却不知道我们没有来这里，来你这里领受那个服侍的心，服侍的动力，我们就去服侍了。所以我们也许我们的服侍并没有帮助到人，反而自己觉得很疲惫很困倦了。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，需要的就是你，我们需要你，我们需要圣灵来把耶稣的性情给我们。主啊，当我们来到你的面前，我们每天来到你的面前，请你就多多的加添给我们。主啊，让我们要你，不只是要学习你，而是要你的生命。主耶稣，当我们恳求的时候，你就把你的生命，把你的灵多多的加添给我们。主啊，我相信这是我们每一位今天在线上的人所需要的，也是我们从心里向你的恳求。主耶稣，请你就来垂听，让我们真的是能够满有耶稣的生命，活出耶稣的样式。谢谢你今天给我们的所有的教导，从一开始玛撒牧师讲的耶稣是怎么不排除任何人的来拯救，来靠近人，这个是 给我们的教导，也是怎么样的一位神子来到我们当中。他不只给我们做榜样，他要把他的生命赐给我们。只要我们谦卑来求你，一定会给我们。感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。主，我们相信你，我们相信你。
对，
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
亲爱的耶稣，我们总是把自己看得太重，总以为自己是活着为基督。其实通过今天的提醒，让我们真真实实的，我们其实好多掺杂活着只为自己。比如在我身上的骄傲，我在某方面的坚持，我的固执，我对人的需要无法很细腻的去体会的人的需要。主啊，这都是我们活着只为自己，不是主为人舍命，就仆人不与神为同等的生命。主，谢谢你今天再一次的提醒，让我们这过一个内在的生命，是真真实实天天自我反省，让圣灵在生命中工作，去除全清，让我们的生命更单纯，更纯洁。主，我们都不能够说我已做到，我们其实像我就知道自己还差得很远，还有很多要让圣灵剥夺的地方。谢谢主，赞美主，帮助我们。我们需要耶稣，我们需要耶稣的荣美，我们需要耶稣荣美的生命制造在我们的生命里。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Bring Brother Philip to share with us.
谢谢你带领菲利普牧师来到我们中间跟我们分享。
You give us a very clear picture of yourself.
你带给我们一幅很清晰的图画，关于你自己的图画。
We pray you will bless him as he ministers in his own fellowship.
我们恳求你来祝福菲利普牧师，当他在自己的教会里服事。
Fill all of us with your own spirit.
求你用你自己的灵充满我们所有人。
We know you've called us to be that new creation.
我们知道你呼召我们成为新造的人。
Where there's neither Jew nor Greek.
不再分犹太人、希腊人。
There's neither slave or master.
也不再分为奴的和自主的。
There's neither male or female.
或男或女。
That Christ is all and in all.
唯有基督是一切，又在一切之内。
We pray for every leader among us today that you will pour out your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
我们为中间每一位领袖来祷告，愿你的灵浇灌他们。
We want more of you, Jesus.
也是我们需要更多的你。
We surrender more of ourselves.
我们把自己更多的降服于你。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see ourselves the way you see us.
我们恳求圣灵开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你眼中我们真实的样子。
Cleanse us from all the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit.
求你洁净我们灵魂肉体里一切的污秽。
That we may be a reflection of you. in our daily lives.
好，让我们在日常生活中可以反映你的荣幸。
I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.